This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting at 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And with us today, Aaron Dakins. Aaron Dakins is host of The Truth Traveler, 10 to midnight, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Welcome, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Finny. How are you?
Aaron, I am really well. You know, I don't know if people know this, but even though you and I have never met, we're buddies. And we talk many times a week, easily many times a week. And we talk about the news and the events that happen, our take on them, and things that happen on the farm, including when animals get sick and when animals are at death's door. And as a registered veterinary technician, you've helped me out with some of our animals. And I thought that'd be a really neat thing to talk about today. What do you think?
It's too early. No, just kidding.
Well, let's do it in a few minutes then.
Okay.
You know, Aaron, I was thinking tonight I have the opportunity to be on stage. I'm running, I've mentioned this many, many times on the air, that I'm running for office. I'm running for the board of directors of an electric cooperative, and it's called Laclede Electric Cooperative, and I get power for the farm from Laclede Electric Cooperative. And I've been saying to our class, our radio broadcast classroom, that we should all be involved in shaping the direction that our government goes, and we should be involved in at every level we can. And of course that involves running for school board office. If you have children in school, why would you entrust people to shape the lives of your children without participating? Why would you do that? I mean, what's more important than your children? Seriously, right? What's more important than being involved at the school board office level, meaning a director, where if you don't like what the school is doing, you can do something about it. At the next monthly meeting, you can do something about it. You can raise the awareness. You can have a vote. You can shape the direction of your children's education. So you can prevent them from becoming less and less educated by the moment. Right? Isn't that what's happening? So I suggest that you all get involved at every level where you're comfortable. And maybe even if you're not comfortable, I suggest you consider getting involved. One of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is we get out of our comfort zone and we stay there. We do, because that's the only way that you can grow and expand, is by getting out of your comfort zone and staying there. Now, an example of staying in your comfort zone would be coming home from work, if you're fortunate enough to have a job, and doing a swan dive on the couch, and watching TV until you pass out at night. Now, that's easy to do, right? Anybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doing something above and beyond that, where you actually think and are creative, and you're building something, or you're teaching, or you're sharing with others, or you're helping others, that's above just that vegetative state that so many Americans are in. Aaron, we have a friend Ethan Indigo Smith, and he said on air, he said a quote from Thomas Edison, 5% of America, 5% of us think, 10% of us think we think, and the rest would rather die than think. And, you know, I think it's pretty close to being true. What do you think?
I think he's got something there, by golly. Really?
Yeah. So tonight, Aaron, I go on stage, and I was told I'd have a few minutes. And the next time I talked to Laclede Electric, I was told, which was 2 days ago, I have 1 minute. Now, what exactly am I going to be able to say in 1 minute that would let the 4,000 people who are voting tonight, who are going to meet me, and you have to be there to vote. You can't vote by proxy. So they have pictures of the candidates, my picture as well as the other two that I'm running against for the district I'm in, which is District 1. There are three candidates for District 2 and two candidates for District 3. So eight of us are running. And there's very little information about who we are, what we want to do, what our value system is, what our educational background is. There's very little information. And I think it's by design, Aaron. I think we are given so little information that we cannot make an informed decision. Have you seen that where you live in Indiana?
I haven't. Politics. Mm-hmm. We don't have an electrical co-op such as you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest with you. I just think the electrical companies are so... I don't know anymore. I don't even know how to explain it. I just know that they've got us all hooked on electricity. They do. All of us, we depend on it to live the lives that we're used to. So we're kind of trapped. You're trapped when there's no competition. You have to go with Company A. You have no other choice. So,
that's absolutely correct.
You know, I don't know if the co-ops are any better or any different. To be honest with you, I don't.
Well, the cooperatives have the ability to let you believe that you can choose among people that you would like to have represent you, rather than a corporation where the shareholders choose the board of directors. We actually, as members, customers of the cooperative, can choose. But here's what happens. I've said this before, and I guess it bears repeating. I'm holding a magazine that shows all the candidates. Now, District 1 has three. Let me explain it this way. There are nine positions, nine directors. Each one of them serves for 3 years. So every year, one of them comes up for re-election for each of the three districts. So there's three directors at every annual meeting that are up for re-election or their slot is available. So what they do, typically, is they take the director who's in that district, District 1, District 2, and District 3, and they say, okay, your term is up this year. Would you like to run for re-election? It appears that almost always they say, sure, I want to do it again. So that person is the incumbent. But that person has a professionally photographed picture, an image, that goes in the magazine. It's a better image than all of the other images that are in the magazine. It's slightly better, but it is professional. And the people who are the directors really look better than the rest of us. And I believe it's by design. The rest of us go and we stand against this background and they take a picture with a camera and there we are. But it's not a professional picture. And then they say things like, well, one of the guys I'm running against, Mr. Cravens, is a credentialed director and owns and operates a beef operation. He's lived in the Laclede Electric Cooperative Service Territory for 54 years. Mr. Cravens and his wife, Sheila, have two children and two grandchildren. And then the word committee is below that. And there's his picture. Now, what that means is he was recommended for your voting pleasure by the committee. To his right, there's a picture that was, it's not as well taken, of a gal who lives right down the road from me. I've never met her. Her name is Ms. Rohrer, R-O-R-R-E-R. And it says, Ms. Rohrer is a sales associate for Walmart. She's lived in the Laclede Electric cooperative service area for 30 years. Mrs. Rohrer and her husband, John, have three children and four grandchildren. And then the word committee is there in her picture. Now, and then for me, it has a picture about the same quality as Mrs. Rohrer, but not as good as the incumbent. Okay, it says, Mr. Finelli is a nationally syndicated broadcaster and farmer. He has lived in the Laclede Electric Cooperative Service Area for 9 years. Mr. Finelli and his wife, Sandra, have three children. And it says the word petition. That means that I've been nominated by petition. That means that more than just a small committee of just a few people have nominated me because they want me to run. Here's the point. The point is they're taking an incumbent candidate, an existing director. He's running for re-election, and they're putting him up against a gal who's a sales associate from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him a credentialed director. Now, that sounds pretty important, right? Whatever that is, a credentialed director. I guess he's been to training, and he has gone through the training, so he knows a little bit about how electricity works and how electric co-ops work, because he's been trained for that. He probably was not trained for that in school. What I'm saying is, I think these elections are biased in a very strong way for whoever they want to be on the board of directors. Now, why is that? Because the board of directors controls who the top management, you know, the senior people in the electric cooperative are. If I am elected, I'm going to have a lot of say as to who is the chief executive officer of the Laclede Electric Cooperative. And I will have a lot to say as to the salaries of the top brass. So wouldn't it be incumbent upon the electric cooperative to get people who like the existing management to become directors? Absolutely. So I just wanted to share with you what this is like. And I had a chance to, I called up the electric cooperative. I asked Mrs. Finelli to call first and get the telephone numbers of all the directors because I wanted to talk with them. And she was told she could not have their phone numbers. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
So
it's by design.
Absolutely. So here I am. I'm running for the board, and all I want to do is say hello. Looking forward to seeing you Friday night on stage. And my name is Vin Finelli. And, good luck. Good luck. Maybe even talk about what our thoughts are for the electric cooperative. No, I can't do it because I can't have their phone numbers. I called. I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 20th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.56, $672.28 for a half ounce, or $336.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.28. and 3.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Aaron, you know, I decided that when Mrs. Finelli called the electric cooperative and she could not get the telephone numbers of the 8 other candidates mm-hmm. for the board of directors, I thought I would do that. So I picked up the phone and I called and I got the secretary for the chief executive officer. And she told me that she could not give me the telephone numbers. And I said, like, do you know who I am? I mean, I'm running for office. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the guys who is a contender for running the company. You know, I said it very politely and softly. And she said, yeah, but I work for Mark Rocker. And she was basically telling me, I don't work for you. I work for Mark Rocker, and I'm not giving you the numbers. And I said, okay. Can you, is Mark available? And she said, he's in a meeting. And I said, okay, could I have his cell number so that I can call him when he gets out of his meeting? She said, no, I'll have him call you. She wouldn't give me a cell number either.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we have, what's happening is...
you stepped in the mafia.
So what's happening is we are being prevented from talking to people who we think, or at least I think, I should be able to talk to. Well, the reason I needed the numbers was I couldn't find them out. I mean, if you know, a lot of people have dumped their landlines in favor of cell phones, right? Well, it's almost impossible to get someone's cell phone number. And, can you do a search on switchboard.com and get someone's cell phone number? Not likely. So anyway, I was able to find one of the... I was told that instead of having a few minutes, I would have 1 minute on stage. And it's going to be almost impossible for me to explain what I would do as a director and why I'm running as a director in 60 seconds. I mean, how would I do that? So
you better flap your jaws really quick and say something important.
Well, I was told that I could not... I could not get the numbers. Even the chief executive officer called me back and said he was not going to give me the numbers because it was almost like he was saying, hey, listen, you know, like doctors, you know, we don't share medical information and patient information. I didn't want to know if someone's sick or not. I just want to say hi, you know, their phone number. What is the big deal? Well, I can tell you this, that I have a problem with that. And if I'm elected, I'm going to make sure that that changes and that the directors are available to the customers, the members of the electric co-op. Aaron, we have Judy Dollarhite with us. She's calling in from Missouri. Judy, welcome.
Hi, Vincent.
Hi, Judy.
let me preface this by saying I got a call from your husband, John Dollarhite, this morning, and I got a call from Judy, and I said, Judy, this is really interesting information. Would you please call in and share this with us? Tell us what happened in the little city of Nixa, Missouri, last night.
Well, apparently the city council took it upon themselves to pass an exotic animal ban. And in that exotic animal ban, they have included rabbits. Now, you know how close that subject is to our hearts, not just because we were dragged through the mud and fined and tyrannized by the USDA, but because it is a viable food source. It is a very quiet, small, inexpensive pet for children to have, and this is something that apparently the city of Nixa thought was some kind of a threat. And that has been included in their exotic animal ban. I haven't received a list of what all was included. I will be curious to see that. But, yeah, the big bad rabbits in Nixa apparently are a threat.
Judy, when I was talking with John Dollarhite, your husband, this morning, he was telling me about this. And I said, John, how many rabbits do you have? And he said, 2, 4, 6. And he counted up to 35. He said they have... You have 35 rabbits, and they're in cages. You know, it's not like a rooster, you know. It's,
Except, wait a minute. Wait, Judy, your rabbits have very large teeth.
Yeah.
They're scary.
Not as big as a Rottweiler that's perfectly acceptable, but sure.
Exactly.
Judy, I just did some very simple arithmetic. The last time the USDA came down on John and Judy Dollarhite and family, they fined you $6,190,000 for raising rabbits. Now, this time, if they come after you, they're only going to be able to fine you for what? $350,000. We'll be right back. Please stay with us, Judy.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified, safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Aaron Dakins is with us, host of The Truth Traveler, 10 to midnight, right here on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. And Judy Dollarhide is with us, and Judy is calling in from Missouri. She's a USAPrepares.com instructor also. And what happened is in the city that borders her backyard, they have passed an ordinance last night that would prevent you from owning exotic animals, of which rabbits are included. Judy, you raise rabbits for meat also. You actually make rabbit stew. And so, you know, when others are having chicken and dumplings, your family has rabbits, rabbit and dumplings, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you are getting back to the land. You are back to the land. And it's not like, Judy, I know you. You're not a weirdo. Your husband, John, is not a weirdo. You were a teacher. You taught students. I mean, you are a mainstream person, except that you are supporting and defending the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of both the state of Missouri and the United States. So
that makes us a weirdo anymore.
Well, all right. Let's talk about that. Judy, some of us ran for office. Some of our instructors have run for office and were elected and sworn in on Tuesday, last Tuesday, just a couple days ago. Now, wasn't Tom Taylor one who was? Okay.
So yes, Tom Taylor. He was elected committee man.
Okay. And how about your husband, John?
He was also elected. I was not, which is probably a good thing.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that you weren't elected, but who else? Wasn't that a third one of us?
Gerald Darnell. I'm trying to think of anybody else.
Over in our county, Wright County, Missouri, Mrs. Finelli and I were elected. So there's five of us. Five of us who are now involved in government, and we are trying to shape the direction that our government goes. And I understand that John Dollarhite is having a meeting right now with his state representative, and or he's going to in a few days, and we're going to talk about what's what, right? How it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Judy, is your yard in the city limits or just bordering the city limits?
Our back fence connects to the city limits. We are as close as you can get and be out of it as is possible. And then we are actually surrounded, I would say, on three sides by the city. Our little neighborhood, if you will. We live on 3 acres, and bordering our area on three sides is the city limit. There, it's really odd. There are little patches all over Nixa and Ozark that are surrounded, but technically they're not in the city limit.
I don't know how they could put you in that where you can't have rabbits if you're technically and legally not in the city limits.
Well, we are fine. We're okay. But anyone that's technically within the city limits of Nixa is now prohibited.
Mm-hmm. Can little kids have a pet rabbit?
No.
No, not under this ordinance.
Wow. Okay.
Nope.
Wow.
That's considered an exotic, which is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
You know, if it was a full-size gorilla or alligator or
mountain lion,
or a constrictor, mountain lion, okay, that's a reasonable restriction. I personally think those things should be held in zoos. But, you know, hey, if someone really wants one and they live out in the middle of nowhere where it's not likely to get out and do harm to a mass number of people and they have the proper facility to house that, I can't say I understand it, but that's one thing. But in a populated area, something along those lines. But rabbits, really, there's nothing more quiet, more docile, less of a threat than a rabbit. I just, you know, so what does that mean for all the little wild rabbits running around next? Do they have a bullseye on their back now? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, what about, this is going to sound silly, what about guinea pigs or hamsters or gerbils?
I have not seen the complete list. John was just listening to KSGF and Locke and Smith, and this apparently got their attention last night. I don't know who was at that meeting, but that was the caveat that they were talking about, how far are we willing to go. And so that was the one that was mentioned. I'm not sure what their entire list. Apparently someone did have, and I can't tell you the name of it, it was something I had never heard of. And that made the newspaper. And because there wasn't an ordinance against it, there wasn't really much they could say. So that was the catalyst that got the ball rolling. Let's put an exotic animal ordinance in NICSA.
Wow.
And when you mentioned Locke and Smith class, there is an organization. It's called the Locke and Smith, Foundation, maybe? And anyway, Locke and Smith, John Locke, Adam Smith, and one of the founders is Tom Martz. Tom Martz is a USA Preparedness instructor, and he reads all the legislation that's brought before the Missouri House of Representatives, and he reads it for constitutionality. And that organization, Locke and Smith organization, has an annual meeting where they announce the winners of the most constitutional voting members of the Missouri House of Representatives. So that organization puts on notice all of these representatives who violate the Constitution. And it's an embarrassment when they don't follow the Constitution. So all these guys want to win. All these state representatives want to win the Locke and Smith Awards. And they say, what do I have to do to win? And Tom Martz would say, oh, it's easy. All you have to do is follow the Constitution. But they can't seem to do it. They just can't seem to do it. And this exotic animal ban, Judy, you were at the farm and you saw TJ, right? Our dog?
Yeah.
Would that be considered an exotic animal? This guy is just about 200 pounds now. He's an English Mastiff. He's huge for a dog. You know, he's small for a cow, but for a dog, he's pretty big. Well, I'm wondering if Thomas Jefferson would be banned under the exotic animal ban.
I don't know if they included dog breeds in that ordinance or not. I'm very anxious to see the completed list. I don't believe it is posted as of yet. It usually takes them several days to update their ordinances once they've passed. I'm curious to see the entire list.
Judy, if you get the list, would you forward me the link to that and also
Absolutely.
The people who were involved in perpetrating this crime against we, the people of NICSA? And let's help them become famous, okay?
Sure.
And give out the phone numbers. Judy, do you have anything else for us?
No, I need to run and open up.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much. Judy is opening the store. Thank you. The store is Dollar Value Computers in NICSA. And that's what she means by opening up. Thanks so much, Judy Dollarhide.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
We've got the best faculty.
You do.
Well, you know.
But that's just craziness. So they're going to, but take into account, Vinny, think about this. Take into account all of the cities, towns, little burbs that are trying to outlaw certain breeds of dogs. Pit bulls would be their number one, but you know, they frown on rots and shepherds and mastiffs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not based on any good science. Any dog can attack a person for any reason.
Absolutely.
So quit picking on my pit bull.
You have a pit bull. I have an English Mastiff. I also have a Neapolitan Mastiff, a little smaller than the English Mastiff. But they're wonderful animals. They really are. And they're great protectors. And, you know, if someone's afraid of TJ, well, don't come over.
Well, people act like they're afraid of my pit bull. It's like he's the biggest chicken there is. He kept me. He literally kept. We had storms all night, Vinny, all night long. After I talked to you, they never stopped. Mm-hmm. So he was up at the foot of my bed all night on my side, so I couldn't get his face to sleep. So, because he's terrified of storms, he's scared of his own shadow. So he's vicious.
You know, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Last night when you and I were chatting, you were disconnected at least three separate times by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of ties in with the electric cooperative. You know, we really, you mentioned it, we are 100% dependent on electricity. And I was reading the some of the biographical information about, like, for example, one of the guys running for the board of directors, his name is Mr. Scrubby, and it says he worked for the Laclede County Jail and currently works on a farm. He's lived in the Laclede Electric Service Territory for 15 years. Now, if we're going to talk about how long someone has used electricity, we can all say, all of us, every one of us in America, we have been impacted, used electricity since the second we were born. Even we were using electricity before we were born. What I mean by that is while we were inside of our mothers were using electricity. Okay? And they were using electricity to prepare their foods, to push water down the city water pipes, you know, right to the faucet, in the manufacturing of the tires of their cars. I mean, everything we do, everything is somehow impacted by electricity. And if the electricity stops, most of us will die. And absolutely for certain, most of us will die within the first year of the power grid going down. So we really are 100% addicted to electricity. Our survival depends on it. It absolutely does. And I'll talk about what could happen with a 30-cent object that could take down the power grid. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to
okay.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Aaron, last weekend on Saturday, I was invited to be a guest speaker at an expo, a preparedness expo. It wasn't mine. So one of the things I talked about was electricity. And I said, you know, when you want to know some of the things that you should prepare for, it's really easy. Here's what you do. So you know, Friday night, I have to come home from work, 5:30. You say, all right, the power's going out at 6 o'clock. How do you know? Because you're going to go to the circuit panel and shut off your breakers. And at 9 o'clock, you can turn them back on. You put some tape across the toilet flush handle. You put some tape across the refrigerator so you don't open it. And you shut off all the breakers except for those involved in running your, you know, freezer and your refrigerator and your any medical service that you need to have. Other than that, you turn off the power. So no radio, no cell phone, no microwave. And so I mentioned this, and I said, okay, so that's your homework. There are about 300 people in the room, and I said, okay, that's your homework. So do that, and then what you do is you sit in the dark, and you start writing down what you don't like. You know, oh, where are the matches? Oh, we don't have any matches. Can't light the candles. And where are the candles? And how come the batteries are dead in the flashlight? And the electric can opener doesn't work. And so you go through all that. And so I mentioned that. And I got a call last night from Daryl Stubblefield. Daryl is one of our class members. He comes to all the expos. He comes to the meetups. He's a really, really good guy. And so he called me and he said, hey, Vinny, I just want to let you know, 7,600 people took your challenge to be without power in Nixa in Ozark, Missouri. He said, I said, all right, tell me about it. He said, well, there was a power failure, you know, a transformer failed, and 7,600 people are without electricity. So did those people know that they would be without electricity 1 second before that? No. It's 100 degrees in the shade here. It is blistering hot. It's so hot, that I had a crew come to help me build this barn. And I got a call early this morning, and the guy driving the truck and trailer said, "Hey, we just blew out a tire, and it's going to be 100 degrees in the shade. We'll come on Monday." So what I'm saying is, the climate is changing, things are going wrong, and without electricity, people will die. They'll die from the heat in their homes. Mm-hmm. They'll die from not having the medical oxygen that they need, you know, those oxygen generation machines. They'll die from just exposure, if you will. They'll die from not being able to get supplies. How does a store operate and sell you the things that you'd like to buy if they don't have electricity? How do they do that? How do they take your credit card? So we are, as you said, absolutely dependent on the electron or electricity.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. For the people that live where we get pretty harsh winters, we've all been through the power grid failure for, you know, up to a week or two at a time, sometimes with ice storms, depending on how many transformers get taken out, which they're really pretty when they blow up, too, by the way. Anyway, so, you know, most of us can muddle through it, but it is an excellent learning experience for people because when electricity's on, you can't really gauge or judge what you need to do. It's got to be off for you to sit here and think, okay, now, if it weren't coming back on, what's the first step? What's the second step? What are my needs? What are my wants? People have to work through that.
Mm-hmm. And I've lost power here in the studio, and I have uninterruptible power so I can keep going. But not everybody does have that. And, you know, you were disconnected from me because the phone that you were on last night mm-hmm. was a cordless phone, mm-hmm. and it lost power. It lost power so you couldn't connect to your phone because your cordless phone didn't have power at the desk. So let's talk more about that. And, you know, I've got something in my hand I want to share with you. It was 30 cents, and it will take down the power grid, at least for thousands of people. I'm not recommending anybody does this, but I'm telling you, this is how easy it could be for someone who is sick. We'll be right back, and Ted from Chicago will get your call when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.